This month marks 10 years since the Gulf oil spill. Over the past 4 months, the APR news team has been following up on issues related to this disaster. This effort includes newspaper reporters along the Gulf Coast that APR recruited and trained to do radio stories from Mobile and Baldwin counties. This journalism unit will team up with our news director, Pat Duggins, this week to cover this series of stories. 10 years after the spill, one issue that still appears open is the mental health impact. Pat has this report.
I can tell you, as a psychiatrist, you didn't even need to be a psychiatrist. You could feel the anxiety and the dread.
That's Dr. Richard Powers.
Some of them were so overwhelmed they couldn't even tell you their name.
That's Byron Dunn. Back in 2010, he was with the business support group Alabama Technology Network. More from him in a minute. Dr. Powers was the first man you heard from. He was medical director for the Alabama Department of Public Health. Each man held a different job, but both were along the Gulf Coast for the same reason.
Seen a slick. The slick is headed, looks like, to the northwest.
We look down at thick brown streaks of crude on a sea that is normally deep green. The remnants of the massive drilling rig Deepwater Horizon that exploded Tuesday night and sunk below the surface of the Gulf yesterday morning. After it sank, there was a slick...
10 years after the BP oil spill, we sat down with Dr. Powers at his office in Birmingham. Even a decade later, Powers says it was the stress among Gulf Coast residents he remembers most.
Because you have to remember, there was the fire, and there was the release, and then there was a period where there was no oil, but it was coming. And so people had a lot of time to start really worrying about that.
Back following the BP oil spill, Dr. Powers was looking for evidence of stress during the 2010 Oil Spill Recovery Conference. He'd seen the bad reactions of people caught up in Hurricane Katrina in 2005. 10 years ago, he told APR he had one thing in particular that he was watching out for.
We are concerned about persons becoming so desperate that they might act to harm themselves.
He didn't have to wait long.
Among charter boat captains in Orange Beach, Alabama, Cruz was a leader, drumming up business and good times.
And the fishing's going to be good all summer.
And voicing the frustrations of a community in the bad time.
And even 10 years later, Powers remembers.
Now, right around this time, the media was all over the coast. And also right around this time, there was a suicide of a fairly well-known boat captain. And that petrified everybody.
I actually thought Alan fell off the boat because he was somewhat notoriously clumsy.
That's Tracy Cruz. She was talking about her husband, Alan Cruz, and their charter boat, The Rookie. We spoke to her in 2010.
My phone rang again, and it was my sister. And she was just in a panic. And she kept saying, "Don't leave the house, don't leave the house. I'm going to come there." And I kept telling her, "Tell me what," because she already knew. And I kept telling her, tell me what's wrong. And she wouldn't tell me. She said, "I'm not going to tell you until I get there. You just need to stay home." And so I hung up on her, and I called my brother-in-law, and because I knew he would tell me. And he told me. And I think the first thing I said to him was, I said, "They're wrong." I said, "He did not do that." Because Alan was not, that was not him. He was not that person. But Joe, he told me, he says, "No, it's true."
Just a month after that interview, Cruz was found on his boat dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. For 14 days, he had worked for BP hauling.
It was a horrible event.
Richard Powers, 10 years later.
But I think it was a wake-up call with regards to the stress that people were experiencing. And I can tell you, like I said, the community leadership was horrified by it.
APR's efforts to contact Tracy Cruz for a follow-up interview went unanswered.
Of course, when it happened, we were like everybody else. It was just terrible to watch.
That's Byron Dunn again. While Dr. Powers was gathering data on mental health issues back in 2010, Dunn was in much the same boat. He wasn't a psychiatrist. Dunn was trying to help out-of-work fishermen find jobs. But he was also hearing many of the same stories that haunt him to this day, one shrimp boat captain in particular.
He said, "But I'm at the point now because they won't let us go out and shrimp."
Shrimping waters off the Gulf Coast have been closed because of the oil spill. Dunn's eyes welled up when he recalled what that fisherman had to say about his teenage children.
that they're asking me, you know, they want to make plans to go to college next year. He said, I don't even know if we're going to have a home next year.
In 2010, dealing with mental health issues was a constant job. Dunn recalls sitting in one meeting on depression led by a coworker.
And so she started going through, you know, people want to be alone. They don't want to talk to anybody. They want to sleep a lot. And I mean, she's going down this list. Well, I hit 7 out of 9 of them myself just because of the stress of what we were doing and hearing these stories one after another after another.
Ten years later, and back in Richard Power's office in Birmingham, he says studies of the BP oil spill and other man-made disasters show that even after 10 years, the mental health scars still appear to be there.
And I think that the studies show that people who went through the stress and distress of, you know, potentially catastrophic environmental disaster probably have an increased risk of depression and anxiety and perhaps alcohol use, I'm not sure.
Power says he'd like to see more data specifically about Gulf Coast residents, but that data appears hard to come by. There may be a reason for this, and Powers isn't happy about it.
The places that took the hit were Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. So all of those dollars from those settlements should have gone either to do research with those populations or build infrastructure in those populations.
That apparently didn't happen, and it's not the only example of BP settlement money going somewhere other than the Gulf Coast. APR's Guy Busby has more on this dollars and cents issue and how it prompts complaints to this day. That story is tomorrow. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.